Want to hear more from White Plains Hospital Health Talk?
Listen on demand at WPHospital.org and on Westchester Talk Radio every day at 3 p.m.
Welcome back to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. Well, at the first half of the hour, you heard about the important role social workers play in healthcare and the benefits of breastfeeding. This half hour, we're going to be looking forward to speaking with and the importance of diet and nutrition before, during, and after a hospital stay. And we close with a conversation with Sari Menza about how hospitals care for those in the community who are underinsured. But right now, getting us started is Cheryl Leslie. She's a registered dietitian at the Center for Cancer Care. Welcome, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I'm sure that cancer care, oncology, dietitian, and nutrition, it's a little bit of a different role than what we think of just a standard nutritionist. Tell us about your role here in oncology, and I'm fascinated by this.
So the dietitian, the cancer center, has a little bit of a different role than you may think of as a dietitian. Many people think, oh, I want to go to a dietitian because I want to lose weight. Maybe I want to learn how to eat more healthy. But in cancer care, the role of a dietitian is really to support the patient as they're trying to get through treatment. You know, you may see them prior to treatment to kind of prepare them for some of the things they may encounter during their treatment. Or I go see often the patients while they're receiving treatment because there are many side effects they may be experiencing from the treatment that's affecting their ability to eat. So I'm really there to support them, to help them find a solution to the problems that they're having regarding their nutrition status and kind of coach them through the process.
I see. What's the role of a dietitian as opposed to just a nutritionist on a cancer care team?
The term dietitian means that the individual who has that credential has a certain level of education. If someone is a nutritionist in the state of New York, it doesn't mean that they actually have a lot of formal training in nutrition. So it is important if, you know, anytime anyone wants to go for nutrition advice that they find a registered dietitian. So that's really the difference between the two terms. I could also call myself a nutritionist, even though I am a dietitian.
I see.
So in a cancer center, any medical facility, you will pretty much only find registered dietitians.
And at what point during the course of somebody getting ill, should a cancer patient actually see a dietitian? Is it from the get-go, or is it just if they're starting to feel bad?
You know, actually, the dietitian has a role in all aspects of cancer treatment and care. So for some patients, they come see a dietitian prior to starting treatment. You know, they may have the diagnosis already and they want to find out how can they get to be a little healthier and eat healthier before they actually come for treatment. Or maybe they recognize that, you know, they do perhaps need a little weight loss. So they come for initial advice. Some come before they start treatment just to find out what will the challenges be regarding their nutrition as they progress. The majority of the patients that we see in the cancer center, however, are actively in treatment because they, a lot of times patients don't think about coming to see a dietitian prior to starting. So then we are there, we watch people to see if they're having any weight loss, if they're having any side effects that need to be addressed because they're not able to eat through them. But then there's also a role for the dietitian when a person is finished with treatment, because that really is when a lot of patients do want to improve their lifestyle and their diet. And then they come see me to kind of get a fresh start on how they eat.
Sure. When people are looking for information on the internet, which we all are guilty of, you know, as soon as we feel something, we go rushing there and thinking, I'm going to figure out what this is before I go see a doctor. What should people be aware of when they are looking up cancer and nutrition and, you know, what are, you know, some of the causes of cancer in regards to nutrition? What are some of the things people need to be aware of?
There's an awful lot of misinformation on the internet, I have to say. And it's very difficult as a lay person to go on the internet and really know what is credible information and not credible, because many of the websites that spread misinformation look very professional. So the average person wouldn't be able to go on and necessarily know the difference. And the information that they give seems to logically make sense sometimes, but it's often not grounded in science. So for someone who, you know, wants to go on the internet and do some research into kind of how best to manage their disease, I would always encourage somebody to make sure you're looking either at a medical site, you're looking at perhaps a research site, and not just somebody's, you know, website that they've created because they've lived through the disease themselves. The studies show that there are things that you can do to modify your diet to lessen your risk of getting cancer. So one big thing that everyone should be doing is eating as many plant foods as possible. So these are fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds, healthy oils like canola oil or olive oil. And if you make that the base of your diet, it's going to, one, fill you up because of the fiber content of many of these foods. It will hopefully lead to eating less of the junk food. But it's going to also, these plant foods give a lot of healthy compounds that we know from research do seem to prevent cancer. So I would encourage everyone to eat a lot of plants. Beyond that, we know from research that everyone should limit the amount of red meat that they eat. And red meat is beef and pork and veal and lamb. You should have no more than 18 ounces a week, which for most people translate into, you know, maybe two or three servings. You should avoid processed meats like hot dogs and bacon. They contain nitrates that we know increase your risk of cancer. And alcohol plays a role also. Research shows that on average, women should only have no more than one drink a day, and men no more than two. Now, that doesn't mean if you don't drink all week, on the weekend you can go and have seven drinks. It really is a per day limit, because that's, you know, based upon how your body can metabolize that alcohol. So those are kind of the, you know, the general rules.
Good to know. Plant-based diet, really, we've heard it over and over, but Americans, it takes a while for us to assimilate that. We're the country of processed foods and everything fast and
right,
and not much color or nutrition in the diet.
Right. But it doesn't mean that we need to be a vegetarian either. You know, there is a role in a mostly plant-based diet for, you know, lean meats, you know, very limited, as I said, you know, chicken, fish. You know, you don't need to just eat plants, but they should be the majority of your diet.
Sure. And what about fish?
So fish is very healthy. I would encourage anyone who eats fish to eat a variety of fish. A lot of times people, you know, kind of have their one or two that they like, and they don't, you know, they don't experiment.
Yes.
And you want to kind of, you want to eat different, a variety of fish, because, you know, fish, like many things, do contain some toxins. So you don't want to just be eating salmon all week long.
Right.
You know, kind of minimize your risk of getting too many of any one particular thing by having a variety.
Very good to know. What's the most rewarding part of your job, Cheryl?
You know, I have to say I see people through a lot of struggles, and, you know, it rewards me to be able to do that. But what I feel best about is when someone has finished their treatment, you know, they're maybe months out, they come back, and they come in to see me, they'll stop in my office, and they will be just looking so fabulous, you would never even know that they had gone through treatment, and they come in and thank me for helping them through the process, and that's when I really feel, you know, most satisfied with what I've done.
I can only imagine. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
What an important role you play here at White Plains Hospital. Thank you very much. Clinical dietitian, food and nutrition, Cheryl Leslie. And I'm sure they can find you on the website if they go into wphospital.org. How would they find you there?
Yes, or they can call the Cancer Center and, okay, you know, get connected to me.
Very good. Thank you so much. For Health Talk, this is Laura Smith.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk right here on Westchester Talk Radio.
White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day.
Welcome back to Health Talk from White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. My next guest is Sari Mayenza. She's family nurse practitioner with the Family Health Center at White Plains Hospital. Welcome to the show, Sari.
Thank you, Laura.
So what is a family nurse practitioner as opposed to just a nurse practitioner?
Nurse practitioner is an advanced practice nurse. You have to become an RN first and then go on for education to become a nurse practitioner.
Okay. But the word family is in there. So what is the distinction?
Well, nurse practitioners can be in different fields. I currently work in family practice, which is like internal medicine. We take care of the total patient from birth to death. We do gynecologic exams. We kind of basically cover everything. It's family medicine.
I see. Okay. Well, what kind of special training did you have to have or is required to be a family nurse practitioner?
To be a nurse practitioner, as I said, you need to first be an RN, and then you go back to school for advanced education, a master's degree. Currently, they're looking for doctorate degrees. So right now, the minimum is a master's degree. And then there are many nurse practitioners that go into specialties. So you could be oncology, emergency medicine, pediatrics, that just specialize in one area of medicine.
How long does it take to become a nurse? I know for doctors it's something like 8 years, right, with the education and the residency and things like that. What about for a nurse practitioner and a family nurse practitioner?
So for a nurse practitioner, you start with a bachelor degree and then you go on, which is four years, and then another 2 years for the master's, and then it may be one more year for a doctorate or a year and a half.
That's rigorous.
For a doctorate. So, yep, it's...
I have such incredible respect for nurses, and it's because of my two visits that I made to White Plains Hospital. Each time I was in the hospital for a month, it was within 1 month, actually, but it was two different stays for a week each, for two totally unrelated things. How vital did you have to train specially here at White Plains Hospital?
Well, I've been a nurse at White Plains for actually 35 years. I started in other areas. I started in a critical care in the CCU, and from there I went down and I did emergency medicine. And from there I became a nurse practitioner and then went and now doing primary medicine. So many nurses in all areas of the hospital are well-trained in the area that they work at. They become certified in their specialty, whether it's coronary care, emergency medicine, oncology. There are specialties that they do. White Plains is an amazing hospital. It supports its nurses. We are a magnet hospital.
What does that mean? Tell us.
Magnet is like a higher level of care that is given, and there's certifications and there's education. We utilize evidence-based medicine. I mean, we are up to date with everything. Even though it seems as a small community hospital, we're very progressive to very hospitals, big hospitals in the city. So it's a great place to work, and it embraces its nurses, and that's so important.
Absolutely. Now, what is the Family Health Center in relation to being a community resource for the medically underserved? Explain that to us.
Well, the Family Health Center is part of White Plains Hospital. We serve the community, which encompasses a catchment area from down in the Bronx all the way up to Putnam County. You know, or the type of patients, the location of patients that we see. And we have patients that are basically Medicaid, Medicare, uninsured. So these are patients that may be out of work and don't have commercial insurance and have Medicaid now or Medicare or can't afford insurance. So we treat basically anybody that has those type of, you know, needs.
And it's the same treatment as
anywhere else, yeah.
Anywhere else, mm-hmm. and anybody else who is insured and
we
so forth.
We give the best.
Yes, you do. I know that. What goes on at the Family Health Center? Tell us some of the different things.
As I was saying earlier, we see patients from birth to death. So we have all different ages. We have people that see just pediatric population. And we do basically everything there for annual physicals, employment physicals, sick visits. You know, we treat a lot of chronic illnesses from diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid, basically every kind of disease entity. And we are fortunate enough with the WPPA, the White Plains Physician Assistant Physician Groups, that we can send patients out to some specialties. So that makes it very helpful for us.
And how do you coordinate? I know that you do some community organization. You coordinate with those organizations in the community for wellness for all. What is that?
So we have a variety of things. We have a good collaboration with behavioral health. We have a good collaboration with a lot of the community outreach programs where we do health fairs. Outreach programs, screenings for, you know, the community, just to get, you know, people started into the healthcare system. There's a Slater Fair right around the corner that we do every year. We do another one in New Rochelle, Refuge of Hope, and some other outreach, you know, programs here through the hospital where people can come and they can get basic screening. And then if there's something that we identify, we can help them. And we actually did a screening, a mammogram screening for breast cancer recently, and we identified a patient who actually had breast cancer, and we were able to help her, and she's already had surgery and treatment. So that's like such a win and such a great feeling to be able to have someone that went basically for a screening, and we basically saved her life.
Oh, that's just incredible. You also mentor aspiring nurse practitioners. So, tell us about that.
So part of our role down there also is we are preceptors. So we precept students that are in doing their clinical experience in colleges. We have a variety of colleges, including a couple medical schools, and we precept them. So we guide them on the process for primary medicine.
That's great. And what would you say are your biggest challenges here, caring for the patient population that you're in touch with the Family Center?
So some of the challenges are some of our patients can be challenging, some of the diseases that they have, resources that we are not always able to get for them. I know that some of those issues would be like transportation, some supplies, medicines, things like that. I know recently there was a bipartisan bill passed in Congress regarding Medicare for coverage for chronic illnesses. So we're very excited about that because that might help get some more services. So it's really just getting some of the resources. You know, there's some social issues, and we currently now have a care manager who assists us with some of those social issues. So that's really great for us.
Wonderful. And for you, yourself personally, what do you find most inspiring about your role here at the Family Health Center?
Well, I love what I do, and the best part of it is just the reward that I get from taking care of the patients and when they do well and they stay healthy.
That's terrific. Thank you so much. Family nurse practitioner and Family Health Center here at White Plains Hospital, Sari Mayenza, thank you so much for everything that you do for the patients.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
And the community as well. I'm Laura Smith, and this has been another edition of Health Talk from White Plains Hospital. Go to WPHospital.org to find our past podcasts as well. It's always inspiring, educational, and a lot of fun. We'll see you next time on Health Talk. I'm Laura Smith.
I was doing dishes and I had this pain. I couldn't put my foot on the floor.
When even the smallest tasks became painful, Vivian Skroka's doctor told her she needed back surgery. Fortunately, Dr. Andrew Kasdan had just joined the team at White Plains Hospital.
Yes! I don't have to go into the city.
He and his partner, Dr. Jarrett Brandoff, began planning Vivian's spine surgery together.
We were able to use new, minimally invasive techniques, and she was back in full activities within 2 weeks.
She's very proud to say she walked 10 flights of steps today.
Now, Vivian can enjoy gardening and time with her grandkids again.
Oh my God, I don't have any pain. The care that I received was stellar. There was no place else that I would have gone.
Vivian's search for world-class spine surgery brought her back home. White Plains Hospital. Exceptional. Every day. Find your pain relief. Call 914-849-MYMD. That's 914-849-MYMD. A member of the Montefiore Health System.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.